I want to just start off with a couple of Mishnebos which I failed to mention last week. In Siman Tofresh Peivot, the Mishnebos brings 2 points which I think is worthwhile mentioning, and I think it's very, very important. That's at the end of Siman Tofresh Peivot, the Mishnebos brings one halacha which is very relevant in the leap years. So if there's a leap year, the Mishnebos says, what do we do about? Yeah, it's actually coming from the outside perspective. Anybody got a yard site in Oda? Yes. Yeah, so how do we deal with it? Oda Sheni, very good. So the Mishnah points, your adoration, was he a leap year? He was a leap year, and he was an adoration, right. So that's the way it works. So Mishnah clarifies this, and there is a bit of a contradiction elsewhere, but here, the Mishnah explains as follows. When there's a leap year, you will have Purim in the second Oda. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that show us? What does that tell us? That it's always going to be, that's right, that the real Odo is Odo Sheni. So whenever there's a leap year, the Odo Sheni is really the Odo. And that's why Purim is there. And that's why a person who's got a yard side is going to keep the yard side in the Odo Sheni. However, if, of course, in your scenario, that the real genuine yard side wasn't a leap year, and there was two Odos, and a person lived in the Odo Ishan, then, of course, he's going to keep Odo. But it's important. What it does tell us is that in a leap year, Odo Rishan is the added, supplementary, added month, and Odo Sheni is the real Odo. That's an important point. The Mishnah clarifies that over here. Again, there's a bit of a contradiction about that. Mishnah elsewhere says differently, but here the Mishnah says like this. Now, another interesting point is the classic rule. The Gemara says, Mishenichnas Ado Amar Bim Bezimcha. What does that mean? Halachically speaking. What does that mean? Mishenich, what does that mean? Halach, Api Alocha. Mishnah wise, what does that mean? Pardon?
It's a Hesed.
Say that again.
Has paid him.
You said that what? Do you know how to be maspid? Yeah. So Lemay said the Mishnah says, he quotes the Gemara, that all he really means al piarocha is that if somebody has got a court case, you try to aim it for Odor. It's quite hard nowadays in the tribunal systems to try to have a say in it. I did attempt once, unsuccessfully, to try to postpone something for but that's really al pialocha, the only thing which is brought down. That's of course in line with the Gemara that in Av you should try not to have any court cases, and if you do have a court case, try to do it in Odo, because that's the muzzle is very good in Odo for anything. But that's really what it means. It doesn't really mean anything beyond that. Al pialocha, really. Okay, because I suppose the reason is because Yid is always meant to be a simcha. So, you know, as right, that's the 2 points which I failed to mention because of Siman Tofresh Peivov. Okay, let's carry on Siman Tofresh Peiches. Tofresh Peiches is far more relevant in Etzol than here, because it's talking about Mukofim, but there's still important halachas over here, which is relevant as well. Okay, Siman Tofresh Peiches, page 302 in our editions. Din Kochim Mukofim Chomim Moshe Yoshua Ben Nun. So this is regarding the Krochim and Mukofim Choyim of the walled cities. It's important because Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Krochim, the cities, the settlements, and Mukofim Choyim, which have walls around them. Yimoyis Yeshua ben Nun, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Afilu Einun Mukofim Achshav, even if nowadays they are not walled anymore. Kerim Bet Esvav, we read in those days on the 15th. Afilu Imen B'chutz La'aretz, even if it is outside Eretz Yisrael, if they were. Again, if they were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, we're going to read on the 15th. Amin b'chutz la'aretz, afilu ein b'masara batlonim, if there is no 10 batlonim. We will speak about the batlonim at different occasions, it's a shame. What a batlonim? It doesn't mean in the common usage nowadays, but rather what batlonim means is batel memelachton, people who are batel memelachton, they don't work for panosim. V'oizkim b'tzarket zibon, they're just busy with communal works and communal purposes. And here comes Vu Shukaf. This is only, it's only considered a walled city. Let's define a walled city. Shukaf, it was walled. Ve'achkach Yoshav, and afterwards people resided there and settled there. Oy, or Shiyoshav Tchila, people settled down there. Aldaz la'kifoy, achkach, with intention of creating and building a wall subsequently. La'afuke, as opposed to what is not considered walled city, when people settled there with no intention to build a wall. So the wall is really, really crucial, and people must have the intention to have built the wall initially. That wouldn't be considered. Okay, so now let's get clear. Let's get this once for good clear about these walled cities, Yehoshua ben Nun and Yerushalayim and all that. What does that really mean? So which cities nowadays do we do on the 15th? Which cities? Lemaisa, Aloch Lemaisa. Which cities? Yerushalayim. Anything else besides Yerushalayim? Holy Yerushalayim. Pardon? There's a few Mesupokim. We will speak about them. So just fakers. Yeah, but really, Yerushalayim, well, let's get this clear. So we've gotten Aleph and Mishnebura, page 302. Hamukofim chomim yus Yerushalayim binun. Ki bizman motcha. In the times of motcha, b'eis haneis, the times of the miracle. It says in the Pasuk in Megillah, Shayudim, Shpachon Mokim, Nelchemu B'yom Yud Gimel. There was a war, quite a substantial war on the 13th of Adar. Fenochu B'yom Yud Dalet, and they completed, they finished, they terminated, the war finished on the 14th. And after all this completion and this victory, they made a great feast and a great joyous occasion. That was all on the 14th. However, in Shushan, the great victory was so great. Nitan Yudim Lilochem Imakum. There was also given the permission, the mandate, the rights to carry on and continue the war one more day. Makum Gam B'Yom Yudale. So it was an extra day of war. And that kind serves as, I suppose, what does that extra day help? What did I help the extra day? What did I help? Pardon? I think Pashas, what it means is that it gave the victory a final seal, and it made the victory even stronger and solidified it. So in Shushan, they add an extra day to make it even more firm and more solid. And so they fought there on the 13th and on the 14th. Ve'lochein, and therefore, kshekova motcha ve'esther, when motcha and esther established the Yom Tov, baskomas anshei knesset gedolim, with the authority and the rights and the agreement of the anshei knesset gedolim, likboya purim, to establish purim, to do this for future generations, which, by the way, was a very great chiddush that they had the permission to do so, to make Yom Tov for future generations, but they did. Chilku gam kenois solish the Yom Tov, differentiate between the 2 days. So the days that they terminated on the 14th, the 14th will be Purim. The day they only terminated the subsequent day. The 15th is going to be on Shushan. The 15th is going to be the Purim. Vohu roi. Now comes the chiddush. Vohu roi lesaken. It would have been appropriate and right lesaken to establish. She called ir every city shumekeves choyma. Every walled city, which was like in Kmo Shushan, yedoyim le Shushan ases betezvav. So really, in principle, would have said, okay, Shushan, the victory and the celebrations was on the 15th, so we're going to do all the walled cities, we're going to celebrate also on the 15th. Why? Because just like Shushan was a walled city, so all the other walled cities, we're going to celebrate on the 15th. For Yeroi, Litlo is a convert by Shushan, and it would have been appropriate to make dependent the honor of Shushan, but a second she called Ir, Shumekevus Choyma, Mimosa Hashver, Shikubet as well. It would have been quite right that we're going to see all the walled cities, which was walled in the days of the Nes, of the miracle of Purim, all those cities that were walled in that period, there they should be on the 15th. But given the Eretz Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael, Hoysach Reva Boi says, remember this was in the times of the Golus, and Yerushalayim was desolate, and there was nothing there, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was nothing there, so therefore, the walls of the city of Yerushalayim was also destroyed. And therefore, we're going to see that walled cities would come out. There was walled cities. Like Shushan, would therefore have Purim on the 15th. And Yerushalayim, which we know is the most beautiful city in the world, was, however, desolate in that time. And therefore, would come out, Yerushalayim would have the Kiyas HaMegillah on the 14th. That's not right. That's not right. How can you give more honor to a random city, more honor than to Yerushalayim? That doesn't sound right. You've got to give honor and prestige to Yerushalayim. Pardon? Yeah? Yeah. Ve'al kein, therefore, tiknu lichvoid Eretz Yisrael, in order to establish honor and to give the respect, the due respect to Eretz Yisrael, shkoli yishim mukefes miyos Yeshua benun niku betesvav, ha'avu b'shein mukefes achshav. So therefore, we looked at the times of Yeshua benun. We look at that time. Why dafka the times of Yeshua benun? I don't know. But we look at the times of Yeshua benun, and there Yerushalayim, of course, was beautiful, was built up, was had a wall, of course. And if we're going to look at that time period as opposed to the genuine time period that the miracle happened, so we're looking at the times of Yeshua benun. There, then Yerushalayim was built up, and therefore we're going to read on the 15th. In Yerushalayim. Aval b'she'en mukafis achshav v'ashav idal levat nushusham. Now the irony of this is, and that's really ironic, and that needs to be thought through. In the times of Yeshua ben Nun, what was the situation of Shushan? And that's really ironic. Exactly, it wasn't old, and that's really ironic. As I state, he says, Levat Shushan, Af al Pisha Einu Mukefes Miyamos Yeshua Binun. Shushan was not built up in times of Yeshua Binun. Hafilochi, nevertheless, Kerem Tezvav. We read it on Tezvav, Mipnei Sheboi Nasenes, because Shushan ultimately, and you know, that was really the place that the Nes happened. Therefore, Shushan Abi is an exception of the exception of the exception, and Shushan will be read on the 15th, although there was no walls then in times of Yeshua Binun. So really, and it's right. Now, so really, the Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting question. I'm very intrigued about that, because if you look at the top line of Shulchan Aruch, it says Afilim b'chutz la'aretz. It says explicitly even in chutz la'aretz. However, I did look into it a couple of years ago, and I didn't have a chance to look into it this year. There isn't many cities outside Eretz Yisrael. I always think about this, you know. Eretz Yisrael was already in the most, we're talking about, approximately 2,500 years ago, times Yeshua ben Nun, about 3,000 years ago. And Yerushalayim was already beautiful, built up. We're talking about, you know, the betifarto, the honor, this, you know, there was walls, there was life, there was Torah, there was honor, there was prestige. Many other places, people sit on the trees. Excuse the expression, but that's really, you know, I don't know. I want to look at, well, there wasn't many walled cities in those days. In Europe, I looked up once and I forgot. Does anybody know when was London, the wall built in London? When was the London wall built? Anybody knows? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to believe it. I'm going to check it up. When was that? Yeah, if it's about the times of the Romans. So if you're right, and it's probably, we're talking about 2,000 years ago, right? Just under. Pardon? So if so, we're talking about, you know, Yerushalayim was already, had a wall already, he was already, you know, there was civilization was up to a certain standard already, and here people still, you know, like roaming around, like, you know, they, so it just shows the advancement of civilization itself as opposed to other places, and that's facts on the ground. We don't need, you know, but I do know there are a few, there are some research has shown there was some identified places, which maybe, I think that Prague is one of the places that the wall was built really early. And I think there may be other couple of cities that there is a bit of Svekas, but I don't think that in any particular, I'm not aware of any place in Chutz La'aretz that actually reads on the 15th. But in principle, yes, that if you were to find the walled city outside that as well, you'd go for it as well, yeah.
Did Jerusalem not have a wall?
Pardon?
Did Jerusalem not have a wall at the time of the story?
It was destroyed. This was times of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Chob Nabais, it was destroyed.
Well, was it totally destroyed or was it just breached?
The walls of Yerushalayim was not breached, was destroyed. You are probably referring to the walls of the Habais.
Right.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point, but more to be investigated. Actually, try to there is and Eretz Yisrael has got, of course, far more cities. There is which other cities in Eretz Yisrael? I think Yafo is definitely a Shaila, and that's why Yafo is leads into the Shaila of into Bnei Brak, because it's close to yeah, so yeah. That's right, and then there is other places within Yerushalayim. I think there is Tzfas is certainly a Shaila as well, And there's certain settlements, certain places in Israel which may or were walled in those times. So more not shortly, Mitzsham. Siv Beis V'chein. Similarly, Hakforim Hanirim Imohem. That's really what we have to take into consideration as well. Not just the cities that had walled in their own right, but Kforim, villages Hanirim Imohem. So you've got villages which are nearby. The villages which are nearby the walled cities, afilu einam smuchim, even if they're not nearby, but they are near him, they're visible. So there's really two elements. Either it is near or it is visible. So say you've got one city right next to a walled city, and that village hasn't got a wall around it. All right, so it's right near it. It will be considered part of the walled city, although it's not within the walls. Category A. Category B is, even if it's not nearby, but it is, you can see one another, such as one of the cities on a hill, which is extremely relevant in Yerushalayim, I'll get to it in a minute. So, Neve Yaakov, or very famously Ramot. So it's high up, and it is perhaps not even so near, but it doesn't make a difference the fact that it's near or not near. The point is that it's nearin, it's visible one another, that also will qualify into a walled city category, and you'll therefore read on Tezvav. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says over here. The visible one another, even if it's not nearby, could go in such a shem b'ha'etz on a mountain. Oi, alternatively, category H, smuchim, which is nearby. So either near or visible. These are two distinct and separate categories. Even if it's not visible, as if it's Kigon Shemamek, if it's nearby, could even be in a valley. If it's near, it's near. If it's visible, it's visible. As long as it's not further than a mill. So if you go with the category of near, it's got to be within a mill. Whatever mill means, according to Chasnei Shabchaim, no. But if you go according to near, it's got to be within a mill. Uve Shushan, with regards to Shushan. They're going back to Shushan, which we just mentioned earlier. Shushan itself was not walled in the times of Yeshua. Kerem Betezvav, we read on the 15th. Why is that? Hoil, since the miracle happened there in Shushan. Therefore, yes, it wasn't walled, but it would be too ironic to... So it's an exception within the exception, kind of. Where Shushan? I think there's a bit of machlokes. I think according to most it's Persia, Iraq kind of area. Iran, perhaps, yeah. Okay, that Lemais, I don't know if there's Yidden there nowadays who would publicly read the Megillah. I don't know if they, you know. In Shushan, in Yerushalayim, yes, the walls are known. Yes, to play. Yeah, yeah. Now it does. It is very Yerushalayim Yakodesh is a very, very fascinating shaila, because when we talk, of course, about Yerushalayim, of course, we talk about within the walls. And nowadays, the majority of Yerushalayim, of course, is built outside of the walls. And this goes into discussion now, whatever is, you know, the extension of the city, even well beyond the walls, is considered part of Yerushalayim. The question is, when there were villages which got absorbed, as the urban developments, it continues moving on and on. So you've got, for instance, Ramot, which was clearly once a city which was separate. But over the years, it's gone closer and closer and closer to, because of the surrounding areas of Yerushalayim have increased and grown. So it hits now pretty much Shamot. And that's really where the shalas are. But just in line with what we're learning now, if it's near and if it's visible, it's probably considered part of Yerushalayim. However, the questions are visible from where exactly to where? You know, yeah, it's got to be visible from the walled areas or even beyond that. But that's really machlokes. Yeah, so that's with regards to... And there's other areas as well, because Yerushalayim is so big now, so the question is exactly how you measure that. Okay. And Siv Gimel tells us, Kforim v'ayorois gdoilois. So you've got big cities and settlements, v'krochim she'einu mukofim chayim, which don't have walls, miyemois Yeshua Benun, in times of Yeshua Benun, Kerem B'Yudalet, we'll read on the 14th. And that perhaps will include in this category perhaps a village called London, which at the end of the day, there was no walls in times of, and therefore it's gonna be a 14th. Sif Dalet goes into the Sfeikas Krach Shusofik. Now, sometimes we don't know. So what if you have got a place and we just don't know? Sofek, there's a doubt. Im Hukaf, maybe Yeshua. We know there's a wall there, but we don't know when this wall was built. Was there a wall in the times of Yeshua Benon? Yes or no? Kerem Beyudalet, you're going to read on the 14th, Uve Tesvav, and on the 15th, you're going to read on both days, and Uve Leilein, and on both nights. So you're going to make it, to a genuine Sofek, you're going to read on the 14th and on the 15th, V'lo Yevorech, and you will only make a bracha, Kim B'Yudalet, and only make a bracha on the 14th, Shehuz Man Kir L'Roi V'Oinim, because the majority of the world, the reading takes place on the 14th, so you're going to make the bracha then, although you're going to have to read on the 15th through because of Sofek. Now there's a lot of discussion, because there's an obvious question here. What's the obvious question? You read on the 14th and on the 15th, make a bracha on the 14th, Sofek. Exactly. Rabbi Tepper, quite right. This is a real, it's a very interesting Shaila, because really we generally know, universally we know, we've got the Reise, Sofek the Reise, Le Chumra, Sofek the Abonon, Le Kula. So why over here, when it's on, it's some Sofek the Abonon, Le Kula Deus, Kiasa Megillah the Abonon?
You could read it before, you could read it 3 days before.
You could, yes. But here you've got, you can be, of course, we're going to get to that. But over here we're talking about, to be, you've got to read al sofek. You've got to read on the 14th and the 15th. Why sofek damon lekula? So if you're telling me roiv oilam reads on the 14th, shine. So you read on the 14th sofek damon lekula. Whenever you've got a sofek, you don't have to be yotze both days. You've got to be yotze. It's a really interesting shot, a very interesting question. So the Mishnah Berurah touches on it, but I'm not sure what the answer. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph. Let's have a look. If Sifkot Yud is very important, as Sifkot Kerem be Yudalad and Tezvav, he addresses the question of Yevonagin Simcha Matonis Levyonim Bishneihem. With regards to Simcha, which means the Suda, Matonis Levyonim, you do on both. Now, that means that you do on these doubtful places, you do Matonis Levyonim and the Suda on both days. Not just in Kisa Megillah, you do both on both, you do all the mitzvahs on both days. Yeah, so a very good question. Mishnah Berurah in the Shai Tzion goes into greater detail. Lemaisa, you do both. Yes. Sifkon Yud Aleph. So, lo yivach, you do not make a bracha. Sha bracha afilo mitzvah shel Torah midrabbanon. So, the bracha is, mitzvah shel Torah is only midrabbanon. All right, I hear that. Veim kein bedovah shel sofek, since we have got a doubt. Lina bracha sofek drabbanon, bracha is sofek drabbanon. For kol shkem bezeh shel mitzvah shel divrem, lekule al mitzvah bracha. Since it's only a drabbanon, you will not make a bracha on the 15th. It doesn't really go into greater detail over here that sofek drabbanon lekule, how do you, sofek drabbanon lekule, why do you make all the mitzvahs, including Kiyas Megillah on the 15th. Okay, I understand you don't make a bracha, but why do you do all the mitzvahs on both days? Sofek Damon Lekula. It's an interesting question, very interesting question.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Pursuma Nisse, is that
the
Derasa or
Pursuma Nope. Nisse is the Rabbanon only. According to all opinions. Right, okay, so that's with regards to the Derasa. Okay, so hey, we're going to leave for tomorrow. To summarize what we learned this evening. Okay, so firstly, we added a couple of points that we from Simon Tov Vesh Pevav. We learned that Odor Sheni is really the real Odor, and we also spoke of Mishenichnas Adoma B'Simcha. That includes really a case with the Goy. Simon Tov Vesh Peches. We learned that that really Kochem Ukof Mechamius Yeshua Benon. You read on Tesvav, and the reason for that is because there was. The war was extended and a bit longer in Shushan. They had an additional extra day. Therefore, it made sense that Shushan and all the walled cities will have the celebration on the 15th. However, since it would be disrespectful to Yerushalayim to celebrate it on the based on the walls of that state then, because historically Yerushalayim was not walled then, so therefore Chachamim changed it and they altered, tweaked it in a way that it's going to be the walled in time to Yeshua Ben Nun. So therefore, all the walled cities, which was walled in times of Yoshua Ben-Nun, those cities read on the 15th, all the other ones on the 14th. We learned also that it's got to be walled with intention of settlement. And we also learned that not only the walled cities themselves read on the 15th, but in fact, all the cities adjoining and near the walled cities will read on the 15th as well. Or cities which are visible, one another, will also read on the 15th, although it may not be near. We also spoke about all the other remaining cities and villages and towns will read on the 14th. Finally, we learned, if you've got a suffix, if there was a wall or not, in times of Shabbat Noon, you're going to read on the 14th and the 15th. However, you do not make a bach on the 15th, but you will meet Mekayim the all the other mitzvahs as well on the 14th and on the 15th. Right, that's what we covered this evening. More on this fascinating topic tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.